contest.
How often do you get craftsmanship like that down here, eh?
That's right, it's PCP 686. It's me, Pete Cogle, with 10 tracks of music I've selected from various parts of the known internet, and perhaps some parts of the unknown internet. That was another track by Guns and Gänseblümchen. That was a track called All Right. I played a track from them a couple of weeks ago, and I rather enjoyed it. I thought I'd play you another one. Right, let's have a couple more tracks before I've got a bit of a question for you, and based on an article I saw on the news just a couple of days ago. I've got some rather interesting questions I'd like to get your feedback on. So let's have a track by Steh. That's STEH. This comes to us from the Marie Bass record label, and it's called Reissue. We'll be right back.
inside tonight, 'cause nobody there in my side. I feel right by fighting my fear, I'm burying my side. I feel sad tonight, 'cause nobody there in my side. I feel right, I'm burying my side. Burying my side.
Right, that was Reissue by Ste, S-T-E-H, from Maui Abyss. Rather good, that was too. And I do forget to go and check on stuff from Maui Abyss. There's always a variation of stuff. So this is not always what I need for the dub zone. Sometimes it goes off the drum and bass and different things like that. So it's almost worth looking for PCP. In fact, that's what I do. I go looking for lots of different stuff for PCP, as you well know. now, there's an interesting article in the Guardian in the UK here, and it says, from bands to podcasts, the cultural offerings online are endless. How can we find the good stuff? And this is from a journalist called Adrian Childs, based in the UK here. And he's sort of saying, even the number of podcasts, best podcast lists, is bewildering. Is there just too much to choose from? And yes, it is. I mean, I think there is perhaps too much to choose from. I mean, I know you go into a supermarket and you see two things of the thing you want to buy, you can choose one. If you see three things, you can choose one. If you see 10, you get a bit confused. If you see 20, you've got no idea which is the one you want to buy. Unless, of course, you're just going to buy the cheapest, of course. But how do you feel about podcasts? How do you feel about music? And do you actually bother to listen to... Well, I'm obviously you lot do, because you're listening to this show. But how do your mates... Tell your mates. Ask your mates. I'd like to know about how do they find music? How do they get your music? Is it via curation? Do they look at playlists these days? Do finding playlists help? Does the sort of Spotify algorithm work for them? How do they find new stuff? And you know, I mean, I really want to know, because, you know, the number of downloads now of PCP is probably lower than it was in 2006. It's gone down that much. It's about 10% of what it was last year, which is really, really odd, and I have no idea why. I have resorted to different things to keep me amused in this particular world, and one of the things I've started doing is live streaming, which is quite interesting, a little bit scary, but then again, I pull my pants on and get on with it, because it's not that scary, really. It just means if you do something wrong, it stays wrong, whereas if you do it in a podcast, you can record it or re-record it. But that's one of the things I just wanted to know. I want to know, how do you get information? How do you get information about bands? I'll tell you how I do it. I go on to archive.org, which is where an awful lot of the free stuff that I get, or the Creative Commons license stuff that I get, comes from. They have an RSS feed. I have an RSS feed reader. I read it every single day, and there are currently 12 in my list, 12 from various different sources. They are from, let me just tell you where the sources are from. I've got them. Click, click, click. Come on, get on with it. I've got, currently I look in archive, in the Internet Archive, a blog called Klong Klong Moo, which is very much of a an echo of an Internet Archive, but does mention some stuff that comes out on Bandcamp. And then I follow Bass and Space as well. There's not many others I follow, but these are the three that I follow at the moment, of which Internet Archive is probably the most important. Now, there's six particular records I've not read yet, or not listened to, or done anything with, which I shall be having a look at in a short while. Now, some of those will be absolute rubbish, and I will sort out the absolute rubbish so you don't have to. Is that a valuable service? Is that a valuable service? Do you care that I find this stuff for you? Would your mates like to hear some stuff that I've got unearthed? Have you told them, you heard this on PCP, or what? I just want to know, and I suspect with the few of you that are actually listening, you're not even going to tell me anyway. So it's one of those things where I'm sort of probably just shouting into the ether just to sort of keep myself amused, and probably not getting any response back. But yeah, I might do some more live shows, because at least when I get some live shows, I can actually get a bit of feedback. And I know podcasters have been doing this for years, have been saying this for years, but I've never really had the, A, the equipment, B, the desire to do it. And I have now. I have. I've finally got there. I've caught up with the real world. It's only 2021. So we have some more music. Yeah, let's do that. This is Voldor L. Zek and Customer Service 3.
Könnte man ja bei Outer City irgendwie aufnehmen, oder?
Right, so that was Vodor El Zek, and that was a track called Customer Service 3. Came to us via Nenormalism Records, which is always good, and I've been playing a few of his tracks before. I obviously almost put that into a mix I was doing of sort of house mixes type stuff I was trying to put together a while ago, which I did, but I took that track out, and I'm playing it here. That's what I do. It's variations. It's variations of a theme. Anyway, I've got another track here from Secret Archives of the Vatican, and once again, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it, but luckily, I've got Vince on hand.
Greetings, people. I have got into the unfortunate habit of choosing track titles for some of the music we're making now using languages that I don't actually speak, like Old Norse and things like that. I've got no idea how to pronounce them. So our single that is due out the end of February, I can't pronounce the name of it. But I did find a little thing online that pronounces the word for me, so that is this.
Skjoldborg.
Dub. We'll be right back.
Bilderberg dub by Secret Archives of the Vatican, of course, and another of their excursions into Norse mixed up with their usual sort of particular sound. Rather good it was too, rather good. There's another track coming out today, the day I put this podcast out on a Friday, so after I've listened to that, maybe next week. We'll have to wait and see. Let's move on. This is from the Gets Louder promotional people that sent me some stuff. This is a band called Basic Television, and the track's called Creeper.
We'll be right back.
That was Basic Television. The track was called Creeper, and I came to his fire. It gets louder. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, I've mentioned La Souterraine Records a few times recently, and I'm still digging deep into their catalogue, and come up with this one. This is a track called Zerin by Ben Sieur.
Zerin, Zerin, خواهش کرنده که دعوت نایه پرندش کینه زرین زرینه خواهش کرنده که دعوت نایه پرندش کینه دعوت نایه پرندش کینه خواهد زانم جانه من دشه لوی ولاته از بوم خیبته از خواهد زانم جانه من دشه لوی ولاته از بوم خیبته لوی ولاته از بوم خیبته
That was Zerin by Bien Sieur on La Souterraine Records. I'm still digging into their catalogue, and I will dig a bit more because they're rather, rather good. Now, here's another one from another little label I've never heard of before until recently called Tiger Class Records. I just keep finding these ones, as I say, you know, in my searching via RSS feeds or whatever, I find new record labels every day. That is the thing. It is really is quite exciting. There's so much coming out. This is a track titled Russia, and it's by Inductive.
We'll be right back.
That was Russia on Tiger Class Records by Inductive. That's INDUKTIV. A nice bit of drum and bass here, rather. Now, the next thing is from Da Heard It Here Records, which is, I think I've played some of them before. The track is called Pas la peine de la lancer sur le sujet. Should we find out what that means? Let's have a little click. Clickety-click, clickety-click. Let me translate this. Types it into translate, and it comes back as... Come on. it's what is it? Detect the language, and I want it in English. No need to get started on the subject. By Raymond D. Barr. Was no need to get started on the subject, or pas la peine de la lancer sur le sujet, which was by Raymond D. Barr on Da Heard It Here Records, which you can find over at Bandcamp. Rather nice it was too. Right. I played a band called Murgula, a few weeks ago, and they had a rather nice track, and well, several rather nice tracks actually on the album. This is from Bestia Records, and the track is called Corpetit, or Corpetit.
I'm too impossible to come for. A mi camina puja el coll. Si tu busques per trobar. A mi pots
Corpetit, or Corpetit, I'm guessing, by Murgula. Murgula, rather. I keep saying the wrong one. Gula on Bestia Records. Rather nice that was too. I shall dig out some more from that album because it is rather good. right, I've got one more track to play you before I hobble off into the sunset. Hobble? I don't mean hobble. Run majestically, like a majestic thing into the distance to play some more music for you next week. Actually, I've got another podcast to do because it's double podcast this weekend, so I've got the Dub Zone to come out as well. So I shall be playing some more from that. If you want to join me on next Wednesday, please do. It's hearthis.at/PeteKogel/live. I will be live from 12 noon. That's GMT plus zero for about 90 minutes if you want to listen to it. Or if you want to listen to it later, I'll stick it also on Mixcloud, just if you want to hear it. Do you want to hear it in the PCP feed? Do you want to hear it there as well? I'm not sure. I'll let you know. Well, let me know, Rob. That's what I meant to say, not I'll let you know. I'll let you know what I'm playing, and then, whatever. This is Skyzia. Skyzia is the artist. Gravitas is the record label. And Kailasar is the title of the track. Until next week, I'll see you soon, folks.
best.
Oh, had enough, eh?